and they got different names. But this was Hananiah. And by the way, if you take their three names and convert them to numbers, because every letter in Hebrew is also a number, you'll find that, lo and behold, add them up together, along with Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in Daniel 1:6, and the total is 888, which just happens to be the same numeric value as Jesus in Greek. They are representing, these four men are representing the body of Christ. That's what 888 is indicating. And so I think it's safe to say that this Hananiah was an overcomer. You suppose we can say that? He came through that fiery furnace and he didn't even smell like smoke. I can't even go through a bar without smelling like smoke. Now there was another Hananiah in Jeremiah 28. They weren't quite contemporaries. Hananiah died a little bit early. Jeremiah 28. Before the captivity of Babylon, Hananiah says, it came to pass in the first verse, the same year in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and the fifth month, let's see, that'd be about 593 B.C. Okay, this would be about 10 years after Daniel and his friends have been taken captive. Anyway, they were contemporaries. That Hananiah, the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years will I bring again into this house all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Now, by the way, these vessels were all carried into Babylon in about 597 B.C., which was really just before the first year. It was just as Zedekiah began his reign, because Jehoiachin was taken as well, and Zedekiah replaced him. It had been about 4 years since all these vessels had been taken away, and Hananiah is prophesying, he's the son of a prophet, and he's prophesying that Babylonian captivity is essentially about to end. Jeremiah, if you start with chapter 23, had been prophesying exactly the opposite. Jeremiah was saying, submit to Babylon, and I will spare your life. Hananiah was saying, oh no, something good is going to happen to you. Babylon is about to be overthrown, so get up and fight, fight, fight. Hananiah was the prophet of the patriotic movement of the day.